Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Time Critics podcast. I'm one third of the Small Time Critics. My name is Mo.
Kim.
Hashi's not here today. Hashi's got to deal with some things. He's not here for a while, but he'll be back soon. But we got a very, very, very special guest. Happy to announce.
I was saying, we was having a conversation. Yeah. I think it's right for me to say him. He may not agree, but Trailblazer, put that in front.
Trailblazer. 100%.
Fair enough, man. Appreciate
it. What the podcast, what was it?
Postcoding.
No, but what was the top, what was it? You saw it on the number?
Oh, six. Six best podcasts to watch. Influencers. They influence me all the time.
Come on, man.
Stop it, brother. Stop it, man.
Come on, man.
No, I appreciate you guys, man.
Shout out, guys, from the Post Credit Scene podcast.
Thank you for having me, bro. Thank you.
Nah, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate you taking time out to come here.
I love it, bro.
Yeah, so guys here to help us review a few things today. And as you can see from the title of the video, the first one is going to be the review for The Gentleman, created by Guy Ritchie.
Yes, sir.
This one starring Theo James, and I forgot the actress's name. Is anyone?
Kaya Scodelario.
Take note, man.
Oh, no, it's only because I did my own review for it.
Okay.
That's why I remember. Otherwise, it would have been,
fair. We learned it, but yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
nah, but it's a few heavy hitters on there. Giancarlo Esposito's in it. Vinny Jones is in it. So, yeah, it's an interesting cast. It's a very Guy Ritchie type of cast, I guess, isn't it? But we don't need to do non-spoiler reviews. We can just get into it. But guys, as the guests, can you just let me know, what did you think of the show as a whole? Get into spoilers if you want to, whatever.
Cool. On a general basis, I enjoyed the series. It's definitely got all the Guy Ritchie tropes, like the sharp, witty writing of the series, the sort of crime underworld thing that he loves to explore. The sort of English, I like the exploration of like the English aristocracy and its ties to criminality and shit. That was really cool. I do think though, bro, that the series, the episodes didn't need to be as long as they were for the type of series it was. And I think it kind of felt like it started to drag towards the end for me anyway. But overall, if you like the Guy Ritchie style from the writing, the acting, the types of stories he likes to explore, it's a series worth getting into, but it's not like a trailblazing series that's going to set the year alight, but it's a good watch. It's a good watch all the same. But what about you, man?
I'm not going to lie, I fell off Guy Ritchie after Arthur. You know the movie Arthur?
Arthur, yeah, King Arthur.
With the David Beckham sort of cameo. I fell off it.
That's the Charlie Hunnam run, right? The one from, was it not him? The one from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Oh, wasn't he the main actor?
I think he was. Yeah, I fell off Guy Ritchie. Because again, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. But with The Gentleman, it started a bit slow for me, but then
the series.
Yeah. You know the crazy thing? I haven't seen the film.
Okay.
I haven't seen the film.
The film's a weird one, man. It's I think I might like this more than the film.
I like the series. Yeah.
Yeah. More. Yeah.
So yeah, again, it started slow for me, and because I didn't look into it too much before I started watching it, I almost thought, you know what am I watching? Is it a series? I genuinely did not look at anything.
Okay. Cool.
So when I turned it on, I was thinking, this is a short movie. Check all the details, and it's a series. I was like, fair enough. The first one, and then at the end, realizing it was a series, I was like, okay, I'm okay. I'll see where it goes. I had issues with some of the plots and some of the
naturally. But yeah. It's kind of one of those ones. It's a Guy Ritchie project. I always take, no disrespect to him, because he's definitely a someone that's set a precedent in terms of the types of films that he likes to make. And he's made some good films in his career, naturally. But I kind of like overlook some of the things, which I think, I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but sometimes when I know where I am, where I'm at with what type of show this is film it is, I'm like, okay, this is what it is. I can see the flaws, but I understand why these are flaws, kind of thing. Yeah. I really liked Theo James though. I thought he was really good, you know?
I think he needs better roles, man, because this just showed me that he's actually pretty decent.
He's decent. And the last thing I was going to say, going back to what Gaz was saying, it's that signature Guy Ritchie stuff, which bothered me at first, until I didn't see it. It was bothering me, then I thought, you know what, let me just let it go. And then I started to enjoy it.
What bothered you?
It's the Cockney sort of, like every movie he does, it's almost, as you say, he's always got like this unapologetic this English, like,
yeah,
he loves
which is good.
He loves his people.
But then when you see it too much, it's like, okay,
he doesn't tread away really and truly from what we know he's capable of doing.
Yes,
or do you even say he's not really much of a risk taker?
Do you not think so?
Ooh.
In narrative wise.
Okay.
Narrative wise,
not filmmaking wise, but more narrative. Yeah. I don't think he's a huge risk taker.
I think it's weird. Like with Guy Ritchie, I think it's like he is. I think we were talking about it the other day. His good stuff for me is really good,
mm-hmm.
but his bad stuff, I
bad for you?
The Arthur thing for me, I just cannot get on board
like,
after that.
Yeah, those kinds of things and like the Aladdin that he did. Yeah, I mean, Aladdin was kind of, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't the greatest. But like Snatch, for example, Snatch is one of my favorite British films ever.
Naturally.
You know what I mean? And there's so many elements of that I can see in this. And at the same time, I look at this and I'll be like, this, like you said, it didn't need to be as long as it did. This could have been a movie. Really,
yeah.
If they like condensed it in a way, and it wouldn't have been like, oh my god, I didn't understand this or I didn't understand that. But in terms of performances and stuff like that, I thought everyone was kind of on job.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked
Kaios Gondelario, you know.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Eddie really and Susie Glass, they had good chemistry.
The chemistry was so good,
it
bro.
It was.
And good. Can I say something? Do you know what I like? I like that he didn't do the basic. Like the main trope of like, oh, they're gonna get together.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They just work together.
They just work together.
Because in the beginning, I was like, oh yeah, they're gonna do it. Do you know what I mean?
It was hinted at though.
That's what I'm saying.
There was like elements where you could see the chemistry between them on that level.
Right.
But it never went there, which I think is actually a good thing.
I appreciate that, exactly. Yeah.
I kind of wanted them to do that.
Because it made sense, innit? They're both like these kind of top dogs almost in this thing.
Different worlds as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and they like.
She got jealous a few times of him.
100%.
I can't remember the blonde lady's character who she played, but. There was
the sort of princess.
Oh, the princess.
Yeah. Oh, quick question. Would Snatch be Snatch if Snatch came out this like in modern times?
I think so.
You reckon?
I think so. I like Snatch.
After his body of work, you reckon Snatch will be Snatch?
Oh, after his body of work.
Yeah, knowing that, so nothing's new anymore. You know Guy Ritchie, his signature stuff. You know he's going to be doing the sort of stuff he does. Would Snatch be Snatch?
It's hard to say because Snatch is the biggest reason I'm a fan of him, and it's the biggest reason why.
So you're saying you can't compartmentalize what you know of the film essentially?
Maybe not.
Because if you did, and it came out today, the question is, would you like the film as much?
I think I would. Though.
Okay.
I think I would. Yeah, I think a movie like that kind of holds up still. It's silly as well. Like, bro, like, I don't know, man. Like, they had a freaking dog that ate a diamond and they were trying to get it. Like, Snatch is a silly movie, innit? But I think it's really good, personally, innit? And those aspects of, like, movie telling where he does this thing of, like, there was parts where it kind of annoyed me in this show, but where, like, the scene has happened, but it does, like, a kind of, it goes back,
flashback into
what just happened in that scene to tell us what went on. Snatch kind of does that thing a little bit as well, but this one I liked it, but he did it a bit too much, which annoyed me. But I think Snatch
Reason why I say that, because I think Snatch gave Guy Ritchie credit in the bank to sort of for people to look past his absolute woeful movies in order for other stuff to be watched and people giving the benefit of the doubt.
He's got Lockstock.
Lockstock is.
He's got layer cake, right?
I like Lockstock.
Lockstock, but I'm just saying, without like the Snatches and the Lockstock, he wouldn't have had the credit.
They're very similar.
But then is that a bad thing for you though? Like, the fact that he's, because of his credibility, he can make bad movies, which is going to be the case anyway.
But you made the point that you give him the benefit of the doubt. You're somewhat biased to anything that he does because you look past certain things because what you know he's done before.
The thing is though, Kem, very few directors I feel like are all hits. Sure. With their movies,
yeah, but
you got like the Scorsese's and the Tarantino's and the Villeneuve's and those kind of people,
and like Denny, you know,
everyone loves Denny now.
Denny's the guy. It feels like he's the guy now. Yeah.
For me, it feels like he's been here for a while after that.
But I was saying, you got those people, the Nolans, those kind of people, the Finches, if you want to say whatever. Yeah. But the other directors, I feel like they're like there's hits and there's misses, and that's how you get it. Do you know what I mean? But with Guy Ritchie, it's weird. Like, he went different ways. Like, it's weird for me that the same person that did Snatch did Aladdin. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's strange. Yeah. But I like that he goes out of his comfort zone, personally.
I don't think he goes out of his comfort zone. Really? Really? But anyway, that's a different situation. So, back on The Gentleman. Do you think, based on... Because did he do the movie as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there, like, a... a massive sort of difference to the movie to the series, or is it kind of the same thing?
Similar-ish, I would say.
I would say because I saw the movie once, and it was when it came out. I don't really remember it too well.
From what I remember, there's like a lot of similar tropes.
Yeah.
Again, it's what we said about Richie in terms of we know you. It sounds like I'm repeating myself, but I know what I'm getting from these films.
Yeah.
That is true.
He's just done it in the format of a series, which gives him more time to explore the characters' journeys and so on and so forth. Yeah. Where in a movie, you've got, what, two hours and 20 minutes, maybe max, to explore those things. But I think I like the series more.
Mm-hmm.
More so because I actually remember the series more than I remember the film.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the cast. I thought Vinnie Jones was very interesting because it wasn't the stereotypical Vinnie Jones role.
I thought it was.
You do?
I thought he was stereotypical Vinnie.
I'm with guys on this. Yeah.
Obviously, he's not like that. That's where I'm going.
He was almost like
he's almost like an Alfred.
He had heart in this.
It's like an Alfred.
He was almost like an Alfred. Yeah. But still, it's still Vinnie.
Yeah, because Vinny's Vinny though. He's a
geezer. Yeah.
So
I love Vinny being Vinny. But because he was like an Alfred, and he was like, because you know what? To be fair, when I started, I was thinking there's more to him apart from being just like the groundsman and all the.
So about that, his story with the daughter, the sister.
Right?
Do you think that was needed?
No.
Do you think that he just wanted to make his character a bit more compelling, and that's all it was?
I think so. Yeah, just added some layers to
his character.
Who his character was.
Yeah.
And obviously that suggests that the mum and.
I
didn't love it, but I think it was good for his character. Just added some layers, I guess. It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, he's not just two dimensional in it, I guess. Yeah, makes sense.
But it's a decent series.
It was just weird for me because I feel like it never went anywhere. And I was
because they didn't really. They only explored it on a sort of surface level.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
They didn't really delve into. I think they gave us like 20 minutes of him with the daughter. And that was about it.
Yeah.
Whereas they actually could have explored the difficulties in raising a daughter that's not really your daughter and so on and so forth. But then that's not the main point of the series. The series is about Edward and Susie.
Edwin and what's his name?
Did you like the brother, by the way? Eddie. People hated the brother.
Freddie.
You know what?
Freddie
annoyed every.
I think that was the point.
That was the point.
No, the thing about it, this guy, he did it so well. About me. Like, he was the reason why everything went left.
Most things,
he was the reason. And the thing about it, he's been told countless times, just chill. And because I'm a brother, and like I hold my family, my siblings dearly, and he was willing to throw his brother under the bus because he wanted everything. It's like, come on, man. I think, again, I'm not looking at as body of work, like a cinematic body of work or a media body of work. Yeah. I was looking at it personally, I'm thinking, this guy's a punk.
Yeah.
there's a lot of rich kids that are kind of grow up to be like that, man. They're just arrogant and they don't care what their actions have consequences and things that, like, bro, when he took, in the beginning, when he took the money to go bet on that boxing,
I
was like, what's the matter with you, bro? Like,
he did a few things that were just a bit narratively stupid, I guess.
He started thinking about potentially getting his brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was tapped.
I was like, you've gone too far, mate. You've gone too far.
You know, my guy, what's the guy from Another Hood? He actually helped him and Adam Deacon wrote. I didn't realize he was, he part writ Another Hood. With Adam Deacon. Jimmy? Yeah, the guy who done the weed.
Oh!
He's my guy.
I like that character.
I liked him too.
I love the fact he was just smitten.
I can't lie. That was one of the best aspects of the series I actually forgot to mention. Jimmy was a great character, man.
Do you know what I clocked? I liked him because I was like to myself, please don't kill him.
Because at first I was like, I don't like this.
Did you know at first?
At first, because I don't know.
It almost felt over the top.
Over the top.
A little bit.
Ever so slightly stereotypical.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then as I got to know the character, I was like, I kind of fuck with you
still.
Yeah. No, I agree. Jimmy was cold, man.
He was my guy.
He'd be like, what? My name's Gabriella.
Yeah. He was cold.
He was spitting. But you know one thing that really bothered me out of everything, I think, like literally, I was about to turn it off and say, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
You see when they were trying to get the Lamborghini?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You see the black brother start running. Oh, well, I was so vexed.
Yeah, yeah, that was awful. That was awful. Yeah,
that was pretty terrible.
That was awful.
I was like, why are you doing that?
But that was another thing where Freddie was so annoying. Like, Eddie just told you, leave.
Oh, yeah, and he stayed in the car. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's an Egypt. He's an Egypt.
He tried to act like he woke up from sleep.
Yeah, he got caught. Like, he got caught.
But,
that was funny. That was funny.
I do want to say, though, you've kind of reminded me of something I didn't like about the show. They did everything themselves. Like, they never had, like, henchmen or people that worked for them, Eddie did.
But when he fixed it, he was a fixer.
Eddie?
Yeah.
In a sense. Yes, yeah. I mean,
he was like the
soldier. He's very resourceful.
Oh, 100%.
Coming from the army and all of that, those kinds of things. Like, even that Nazi bit. Do you not remember the guy had Hitler's testicle?
Oh, that was random.
First of all, but like he got out of that situation very well and things like that. But it's just to me, I don't know. There were certain things I was just like, wouldn't you rather send someone?
Well, you know,
in the criminal world than doing it yourself.
I hear what you're saying. Again, I think that defeats the point of him being who he is.
Yeah,
but then what I didn't get was I don't think he needed to be in the army. Because there was nothing there for
him. Right.
I think that was to show us that, like, because every time something crazy happened,
he was able to get out of it. So it gives you
context to
And also, Susie was saying like, "Oh, he kept his head. Like, oh, the guy died.
I've been at war.
Like she's like, the guy got killed, and he's like, he didn't go crazy. People wouldn't be able to sleep, but he just slept. Yeah, yeah. Like he just kept his head. I think that's just that in it.
Obviously, I don't want to rush it, but like. What do you lot think of the whole sort of sale of the organization? I thought that was a cop out.
At the end, I thought that was a cop out.
I thought that whole setup was a cop out.
It was weird.
The ending was weak.
That's what exactly my point. It was
ending of the series was weak, definitely.
I'm after.
How do you reckon they could have done anything different to make it better?
Not off the top of my head. That's test going into my writing skills.
Do you write as well?
Not stories, like journalists.
Trailblazer.
No, journalism. I studied at uni and that, so God damn, man. This guy, bro. No, nothing off the top of my head, but I just agree with you that the series, but especially because it felt like it dragged due to the length of the episodes. Like for me, ideally, this would have been each episode 30 to 35 minutes, maybe 40 at a stretch. But I think the first one was like an hour.
Hour.
And I was like, because of the way it's written, it's like it's very witty and sharp in terms of the dialogue.
Yeah.
This could be like a short comedy crime series instead of making them a prolonged, like, 1 hour episodes.
Yeah.
And because it dragged, the ending felt so much more disappointing. Mm. Again, I was like, I don't care enough for this to be a good series.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm invested in The Bear, for example, completely different type of series, right? But because I know this is a high level series, I'm invested in where this goes towards the end.
Yeah.
The Gentleman, because it ended weak, I didn't care enough about the story to care that it ended weekly. Whereas with Succession or The Bear, those are like my shows.
Yeah.
They have to end good because those are very, very good shows.
Of course.
And also, I guess he's trying to leave it open for a second season.
That's what I was going
to
say.
To what you're saying though as well, The Bear, didn't it start with like half an hour episodes?
Yeah.
And then the next season was like...
It was longer. They still did half 40 and then they did the 1 hour episode, which was later Fishes.
On. Yeah. Later on, yeah. So they were picking and choosing with their length of episodes. But I get what you're saying about The Gentleman.
Yeah, no, the reason why I brought it up as well is because, obviously, as you mentioned, I think they left it open for a potential based on the results.
They'll do the numbers.
It will, obviously. It will.
It's number one on Netflix, man. No,
because the Americans, they love anything British. Yeah. They love anything British. And then the majority of British, especially older British, love.
Bro, listen, I did a review, and I think I gained like maybe 100 followers on TikTok because of The Gentleman.
It
was all just like, no disrespect, like white people just in my mentions saying like, I love this series. Series quality. I love God, Richie, he's great. I was like, fair enough.
He has that pull.
I say I like him, man. I like Gary.
I think maybe I was just disappointed with King Arthur. Just ruined everything. The Arthur people ruined everything for me.
Question for you: did you man watch The Brother Son?
Yes,
I'm a bit into it, but yeah.
But I fell off it. I think I was with Netflix to cancel it.
I was only going to ask because obviously that got cancelled, and I think The Gentleman will get season two. I kind of liked The Brother Son, but obviously I know that's been cancelled from one season.
I need to finish that.
I weren't fully invested. These guys told me to finish it, but I watched a few episodes and I just felt like they used Michelle Yeoh
for like marketing purposes.
For marketing purposes, and never really sort of gave her any. And I think that for me, that's why I fell off it. But then again, I didn't finish it. So she may have come more into the series.
She had a dope scene towards the end.
Swear.
Like,
a bit of
action in that, which was quite cool.
Would you be cool with Gentlemen getting another season? You're here for it, or you're just like, let's leave it where it is? Because the ending was kind of like, it can't end just there.
Yeah. I wouldn't be upset if it didn't get a season two.
Yeah.
But I would watch the season two.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Yeah. But I just think Netflix as a whole, excuse me, I don't want to ruin any potential partnerships. I don't know, man. They're very like, they just put stuff out there. They just make stuff and put it out there. Flood. And there's so much volume. I have a huge question on the quality.
Quality, yeah, and 100%. I think with Netflix,
they get lucky as well. Not lucky in a sense of, because they put out, so you can shoot at the goal 200 times, and if you shoot enough times, you're going to score.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens with their shows. They have a lot of like, I'll watch this series and it's gone tomorrow and I don't care. I think they have a lot of those, and then they have the one or two that just go boom, like Squid Game, for example, that went crazy. Stranger Things, for example.
Yeah. One day recently.
The rom-com. It's not even a rom-com. The love drama,
the romance, it came out recently, recently.
They get those odd ones where it's like, wow, kind of stay with people, and then a lot of like, but I think that's the state of streaming series as a whole.
Which is
another conversation, probably. For
no,
another
of course,
time.
Yeah. No, but for me personally, like my overall, I mess with the Gentleman.
You're good.
I enjoyed it at the end.
You're good. I can tell.
Yeah, I enjoyed it at the end, but then that's it. Like, if a season two comes out, if I happen to watch it, I happen to watch it. If I don't, if it's out, I may even miss it.
Yeah.
The series didn't stay with you, and that's.
It was because of the end. I felt the end was too much of a cop out. Okay. Like, at least sell, or something happens. It just felt like all the loose ends was tied up. It's like, come on, man, just.
Oh yeah, Ray Winston was in it as well. My God.
Ray Winston, my guy. I love Ray Winston.
Again,
man.
Ray Winston.
Brett 365.
He is the geezer. But I feel you can't have Ray Winston and Vinnie Jones in the same film.
I have to ask you that quickly. Two things I'll just say. The first two episodes I thought personally were great. Maybe my favorite actually.
Okay.
Because of the way, like, I don't know, it just felt like, wow, what's about to happen here? Freddie shooting the.
That was brilliant.
The Scousers were cold, by the way.
Yeah.
I like the Scousers.
I love the Jesus guy.
brother?
You know the scenes, where it's the first two episodes, and like, man would say something. He would ask a question like, would ask, what does this mean?
Yeah.
And the guy would like, I know what it means. Those scenes were killing me. That was dope for the Scousers, man. Like, he was explaining to me what it means. I know what it means. That was cold, man.
Yeah. Him and. The scenes with Jeffro, the guy with the headphones, and he's counting the money. Like, while he's counting, I like those kinds of things where he's counting the money and everything's going on behind him.
But wouldn't you say that is Guy Ritchie, though?
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Okay,
I like that kind of
stuff. I thought I was onto something.
I liked it. They also brought back a song from A-Star, which years ago, which is pretty cool. But anyway, but another thing I want to ask, Guz Khan. I think his name
I love that guy, bro.
What did you not think of his scene?
That guy's legendary. That guy,
he's the man like Mo Bean. The money launderer.
Man like Mo Bean.
He was like, you Ben Trotter and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
Man said, what? He said, I know you.
He called him a handsome Ben Trotter. I was like, wait, what?
Bro, I think I was crying when I was watching that. Bro, that was just funny. I rewound that bit.
When he came on screen, personally, I thought, okay, he's going to be too much. But it kind of works for me a little bit.
It works for me, man. It works for the type of series that
the
it
style,
was.
He's on the edge. No, it worked for me.
Because then he still has the comedic tropes and aspects of it. So you don't take the series too seriously. And that hence why I think some of those flaws of the series, I'm like, whatever. Because it's got the comedy aspect, so I'm like, whatever. I don't know, other crime shows, if it was like a BBC series, like you know, one of those like Line of Duties or whatever, you'd be like, bro, that's a huge flaw.
This doesn't make sense. The continuity don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense narratively. Right. So you just look at, I guess, add context to some degree.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, man.
You know, anything else to say? Anyone going to add anything to the gentleman?
I'd say it's worth, if people want something new to watch and they haven't got anything currently, it'd be worth a watch, but I don't think it's like, it's going to be one of the best shows of the year, sort of thing.
It's going to be popular just for what it is, though, isn't it?
I think
it will have its audience.
That's
its target audience, which it will work for the most part. It's one of those ones.
That's me, man. I'm okay with that,
All right, guys, that was our review for the gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Jump down in the comments, let us know what you guys think. I probably didn't even do it before. Please like, comment, subscribe.
100%.
Hit the bell so you know the notifications coming out. And Gaz and Post Credit Scene Podcast socials will be down in the description below.
You guys. Thank you.
So, guys, go subscribe, follow, all that stuff. I will see you guys soon for more reviews. Peace.
Peace.